Breaking news in Division III women's hockey, and it involves a 1983 Fergus Falls High School grad. Joe Cranston, who played for the Otter Boys hockey team and grew up in the youth program in Fergus Falls, has had a great career coaching at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. He's been there for 25 years. And Joe, last night at the NCAA Hockey Frozen Four banquet, was named the National Coach of the Year in Division III. He becomes the first WIAC head coach to receive the honor. He was voted the WIAC Coach of the Year and has guided the Falcons to a program record undefeated season at 29-0, leading them to their sixth NCAA tournament Frozen Four berth in program history. So, pretty impressive coaching career, and I was able to catch up with Joe a little earlier today, and it was a great time spending time talking with him about his hockey days in Fergus Falls and his coaching career at River Falls.
Joe Cranston is a Fergus Falls High School grad who's had quite a coaching career at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. And it's hard to believe, Joe, I look at it, you know, 25 years you've been in that position already. I can still see you out there in maroon and gold on the Otter ice.
Yeah, time does fly. It's crazy. I've been here 25 years and coached high school for 13 years, boys, and so, but yeah, overall, I've been coaching hockey for 41 years, and, you know, it's funny to think that my dad was coaching in Fergus for over 30 years, so definitely been a family tradition, and been a lot of fun.
Tell us about the beginnings of hockey here, Joe. How did you develop your passion for the sport?
Well, my brother played, you know, my brother Matt played ahead of me, and I think I started playing hockey in Fergus there when I was five, you know, and we skated out on Swan Lake and, you know, at Cleveland Rink and over at Channing Rink on the outdoor rinks with all my buddies, you know, growing up, and, you know, just always just loved hockey and just, you know, being a senior in Fergus and, you know, in 1983 was one of the best high school teams we ever had too. And it's just when you have that kind of those experiences and how much fun it is and play with great kids and you just get develop that passion for it. And then, you know, at some point, like everybody, your playing career ends and then you just, you want to stay involved in the game and, you know, be able to have a positive impact on kids and be involved in the game. And so I went right into coaching immediately after playing. And now it's just awesome to be able to have success and be able to coach at the college level. It's pretty awesome.
Well, you've had a lot of success on the ice with your players, a number of All-American players and conference championships and just tremendous seasons, lots of wins, nearly 500 wins out there. But what's the most satisfying part, Joe, of being a coach of these kids?
Yeah, exactly. I think I don't even know how many times we've won our conference, but 14 years in a row and NCAA appearances and national championship games and all that, but it really just comes down to I just love being out on the ice, going to the rink every day and being with the girls. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, you like coaching boys or girls more, and I obviously like coaching girls a lot more. It's so fun, and to be able to have an impact on those kids, you know, we've had the Laura Hurd National Player of the Year, best player in the country 3 out of the last 7 years. And, you know, like last night at the Frozen Four banquet, they announced Maddie McCollins as the National Player of the Year. And I mean, to me, it doesn't get any better than that. She's a kid who wasn't even all conference honorable mention her first 3 years here. And now she's the best player in the country. So to be able to bring those kids along, develop them as hockey players, and more importantly, as people, is by far the most rewarding thing.
Well, with a lifetime of hockey, who has been the most influential person in your coaching philosophy, and or have you taken pieces from a lot of different people you've worked under and with over the years?
Yeah, every hockey coach will tell you we learn from all the other coaches, we steal from them, and I learned a lot coaching high school hockey up in Somerset, where we didn't have a lot of depth, but I had great teams there. But, you know, the biggest influence by far was my dad. I mean, he kept, you know, the foundation of my hockey coaching career is just you respect everything, you appreciate everything. And I learned that from him, and, you know, everything's built upon that. But, you know, I had the last four coaches I had were Tim Cullen, Charlie Burgraff, Mike Carroll, and Bob Motzko, you know, from my senior year in high school through college and junior. So that's a pretty good group there. And, but, you know, really, like, I keep in touch with Charlie Burgraff a lot now. And, you know, if it wasn't for him believing in me when I was a senior in high school, I probably wouldn't even be a hockey coach. So he was a huge influence on me, and such a great guy. I just love him.
That's outstanding to hear that those guys impacted you. And now here you are impacting people in the same way. And it just lasts for so many years that it's awesome to see the results that you have. And the National Coach of the Year Award, first time you've won it. I don't know, you've been up for it before, and you've been the Conference Coach of the Year, I think, many times. But I just read, too, that you're the first conference coach to earn that National Coach of the Year. So you're kind of setting the table, the bar pretty high there for the conference coaches.
Yep. Yeah, that's, you know, it's quite an honor, but again, it's definitely a team award. I have a great hockey team, and you know, they go 29-0 up to this point, and you know, they're the reason for it. I have great assistant coaches too, but yeah, again, it's a great honor, but bottom line is it's just awesome to have the opportunity to make a difference in kids' lives.
So 29-0, let me follow up on that a bit here with you, because you have given up, from my addition, 28 goals in 29 games. I mean, that's incredible. That in 24 of your games, you've given up one or zero goals to your opponents. Joe, that's pretty incredible stuff. Is it all goalie and defense here, or why are you so successful at limiting the other team's production?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the games we play a very defensive style, and we haven't always done that. But this year, it just seems like that's the way we roll. And I have really good defensemen. I mean, the 6D are so good. We roll 6D, and every one of them is phenomenal. And I mean, even like my sixth defenseman is a freshman, and she turned down a full ride at Bemidji to be here and play for us. You know, we have kids like that. So it's a talented group there on the blue line. And then, you know, Jordan O'Connor's been our goalie, and for, I believe, 21 out of the 29 games. And, you know, she was named an All-American last night. She's been our backup goalie the last 3 years. So, because I had an All-American in front of her, and now she's a senior and she's played really well. I have a good goalie coach, and you know, all those things just add up, and yeah, keep our opponents over the year to under a goal a game is pretty outstanding.
That's phenomenal. I read that and looked at it, and I thought, wow, am I adding this right, John? Just pretty incredible stuff there. Talk about, if you could, for a minute, about the recruiting that you do at this level, and like you just mentioned, you had a player that turned down a full ride at the Midgey. River Falls is a destination point for girls hockey players, and how much does that help you in the recruiting process to have had that success over the years?
Yeah, it's a big deal. My assistant coach, Jim Walsh, who played here at River Falls back in the 80s, and he does most of my recruiting, but we, you know, we're real early in the process. You know, we're done for the next 2 years already recruiting. And we're the only D3 team that is that far out. So we're starting to identify 10th graders right now. So, I get 10, 15 emails every day from kids who are seniors and juniors who want to play here, but we're full. So that's pretty incredible too. But we just do a good job that way, and we don't over-recruit, and we get a lot of kids who, we have a recruit who's a junior right now who's just flew out to Lindenwood today for a visit, and she's going to get offered a scholarship, and we're just hoping she comes back and tells them no thanks and comes here. And we get a lot of that, and I get a lot of the transfer portal too. There's a lot of D1 kids in there. I probably hear from 20 D1 kids a year who want to transfer here, and we tell them all no because we're full. So it's really competitive, but the success we have is obviously very helpful in getting, the right kids here.
You're in your sixth NCAA tournament Frozen Four in program history.
Yep.
You're looking for that first national championship. Is this a team that can get it done, Joe?
I think so. I hope so. I don't know. We just take it one game at a time. And every day I tell my team, I've been doing this for over a month, what's our record? And they all say 0-0. And I say, how many games we have left? And they say one. But we keep winning. These girls, on paper, my probably the last 2 years and maybe even 3, 4, and 5 years, my teams on paper probably were better than this team, but this team just finds a way to win. We have great leadership. I have six seniors that are, when I put my team out on the ice, when I put my number one power play out on the ice, five out of the six girls out on the ice are all Americans. Well, I don't have to do much coaching. They're just that good. But my group of seniors is so good. Like I mentioned, Maddie McCollins, who wasn't even a all-conference honorable mention for 3 years, and my goalie, who's was a backup goalie for 3 years, and like Aubrey Melvin is one of my best players, one of the best players in the country, and she was a fourth liner for 2 years, but they just this group has just developed and turned into something special, and I really never saw it coming.
Final question for you. Size up your match tonight. You've got Adrian. That's the one team that figured out how to score against you. They had five goals against you. You beat them 7-5, but
Yep.
What do you have to do to slow them down offensively tonight?
Yeah, last time we played them, we were up, I believe, 5-2 going into the third, and we did what happens sometimes. We just took our foot off the gas and went out there and didn't play a strong third period, and then they scored three goals and got back in the game and put a pretty good scare in us. So big thing is for us tonight with this matchup is speed. We just have to play a fast team game and move our feet, move the puck fast, and I think that'll be the biggest thing we need to do to them is they can't match our speed, so we have to play a really fast game and again play really well defensively.
Okay, I said I have one more question. I can't let you go
Yeah.
without talking about the Fergus Falls connection because you played Eau Claire this year a number of times and you had some really tough games with them. And of course, a lot of Fergus Falls grads playing over there with Sophie Rausch and Ellie Anderson. And they've had a number of Fergus players over
Yep.
there, and Maddie Holter is there. That's got to be kind of exciting to play teams that have, people from Fergus and. And I know they, Eau Claire is giving you some good games through the years.
Yeah, Eau Claire is a really good team. And they took us into overtime 2 out of the 4 times we played them this year. Obviously we beat them all four, but they're a good team. And yeah, Sophie Rausch is one of the best players in the country. And Ellie Anderson's there and Maddie Holter, they're all good players. And, Hallie Sheridan graduated last year. So yeah, there's a big Otter presence there, but actually it makes it a little more fun to beat them.
They're truly said from a former otter himself. So, great to catch up with you, Joe, and really we're proud of you here in Fergus Falls to see you, native son going to have such great success here, and just wish you continued success and great luck this weekend in the Frozen Four.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it. Great to hear from you, Craig.
Well, I always appreciated your dad and the legacy he left for Fergus Falls hockey, and always enjoyed conversations with Gary, and just following you back in my early days here in Fergus Falls. And you're right, you had some of the best teams in that 1983 season. Just talked with Tim Cullen yesterday, and we were reminiscing about those years. And you had a really good time.
Yep, awesome memories. And yeah, I definitely came from a good background up there.
Thank you again, Joe.